hum. Just another day with Xemnas in charge.
I'd have thought you may have come up with a scheme that worked by now.
It's simply a matter of timing. My plans keep falling through because no one has a set schedule around here.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you tried to take over the organization anyway?
Oh, not many. And certainly nothing crazy. Superior, will you hand the organization over to me? Please?
No.
Drat. Though, to be fair, the direct approach didn't work. Which is why things went in different directions in the first place.
Different directions is a mild way to put it.
I have created the perfect ragweed. Now will be an unstoppable allergen.
What the? With my equipment?
You weren't using it.
I damn well was. The specimen that you saw fit to release took 3 months to grow. And now it's running around here, getting into trouble.
Oh, I flushed it.
You what?
I flushed it. Down the toilet.
Do you have any idea what you've done? Do you know how nonsensical the plumbing is around here? Do you have any concept of the idea that the specimen can potentially eat several million times its own body weight and nearly everything?
And was that something to send after my plants, by chance? Oh, my darling Vexy.
It was supposed to be our garbage disposal! Didn't I tell you the plumbing was terrible around here?
No! Let's go! My cards! My money! No, not the beard! What the hell is
Never mind. Found it.
And yet, I still have this. Drat.
Really, you should have stuck with the simpler plans.
You mean seduction?
Of course I mean seduction. It's just so easy. And so much fun.
No, seduction never works either.
Oh, it seems someone has left enormous pie for me. And if it wasn't for me, it is now. I claim this pie for me.
I didn't think that nobody's had to breathe. But when you're waiting in a pie for hours...
Number 11. I demand to know what you were doing in my pie.
Ta-da!
I demand to know what you were doing naked in my pie.
I'm the dessert, dear superior. The pie was only the dressing.
Get out of my chocolate cream pie this instant!
Aw, superior. Just a taste.
Ouch! Now I have to stick to the areas around the crust. There's a whole pie middle that is unable to be eaten.
Fine. Alright. I'll leave. In hindsight, it's a good thing that this was a no big pie.
But then again, it probably wasn't a good idea to be in the pie in the first place.
What? It works with cakes.
Oh, dear Marluxia, really, the moment there is a pie in front of Xemnas' face, he's incapable of thinking of anything else.
Like you and cheesecake?
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Are there any attempts that I'm not aware of?
Showtime Synergy.
What?
Oh. Nothing. Drat. No. No, not at all.
Well, how about the little witch? Did you ever try to make use of her?
There was an incident.
Hey, that hurts, you know.
I apologize then, but you weren't being very cooperative, so I had to drag you along with me.
I was having lunch. Isn't a prisoner allowed a few meals without being forcefully dragged somewhere?
I'll consider that hypothetical situation. In the meantime, you are the nobody of a princess of heart, and I have use for you.
What? Me? A princess? I'm a princess! Ooh, then I want a better dress and new shoes and chocolate bonbons and a Prince Charming. A real one this time, not Replicu in his lame cosplay outfit thing.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
And I want a sparkly scepter.
Yes. Yes. Every princess needs a sparkly scepter.
And hundreds of servants to fan me and offer me fresh fruit and hot towels.
I want all of that, too. And a tiara.
I'm a pretty lady.
Wasn't that hilarious?
Maybe we should join forces then. You want this castle, right? And I want out. If we work together, we can help each other to achieve our goals. Nothing can stop us. Hey, where are you going?
To get a tiara. On the upside, I did get a lovely tiara.
Yes, you did. And that scepter to match.
I suppose the closest I came is when we attempted to work together. Hello there, good citizen of the castle.
Why did you just grab my hand?
It's called a handshake. And here, have this lovely pink and champagne crystal pin. It's my gift to you. Just remember to vote for the Belladonna Party at the upcoming election.
Election? I haven't heard anything about this.
Well, you're hearing about it now. Vote for our boy here, Maluxia. He'll make the castle at least a dozen times more fabulous than Xemnas ever could.
I have just stepped into the Twilight Zone. Lark Shane?
Why are you wearing a pink dress suit and a pillbox hat?
Because we thought it would increase my marketability as Vice Superior.
I thought we agreed on First Lady as your title.
Huh. I didn't know pillbox hats conducted to electricity.
Well, now you know.
Yes, well, let's meet and greet some more of the lovely residents, shall we? Look at what we have here.
What?
A single musician trying to raise a family all on his own. Oh, I admire your faith in your art. And look at that. A cute little baby.
He's really not... Well, I mean, he is cute. A little snuggly wugglykins, but I don't think you should...
All part of the Belladonna Party's pledge to keep babies away from dingoes. Come here, cutie. How about a kiss? I didn't even know that Heartless had tongues.
Now it's one of those facts that could win you prizes during Xemnas' trivia nights.
Speaking of which, it's about time I came up with a new plan to take over.
Oh no, you don't. Your plans haven't exactly been successful so far. Let me take over this one for you.
Yes?
Let's sneak into Xemnas' room and write your name on his underwear.
I don't see how that will make me superior.
It probably won't, but it sounds like a fun way to mess with his head.
Sykes, you'll never believe it. That thing happened to my underwear again. Only it's Marluxia's name this time.